This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In this message entitled, No Hope, No Hope, Pastor Scott explains in a very practical way the who, the what, and the where regarding our hope. This message was delivered on April 30th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Oh, hey, stand up for a second. Stand up for a second, because I never sleep good last night, so I got to wake yourself up. I got to wake myself up. Okay? Dangle your hands on the side and just shake yourself up and wake up. Okay, you can sit back down. I don't know what. I think maybe about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I had one small cup of iced mocha. I think that was it. Because I'm not a coffee drinker. I was rolling around in bed all night thinking, like, I need to sleep. I need to sleep. Maybe God was trying to wake me up, tell me something. But I was hard-headed and I never, like, listen. How many of you get like that? Man, we should be called No Hope East Hawaii. Not N-O, but K-N-O-W. Can I get an amen? Amen. You know, there was a time, believe it or not, in my life when I felt lonely. I felt like my life is at a dead end, job was junk, and everything in my life was like kind of like falling apart. And the suffering brought on by my actions was just unbearable. And it seemed like the only escape would be like death and get out of this world. And I was thinking, like, you know, what went wrong in my life? Where did I go wrong? And when I look back, I could see the turns that I take, the choices that I made, brought me to this place that was very undesirable. I was like crying, had like no hope of any good future. And it was like, you ever been like that? I mean, it was just terrible. And the one thing I can say is I thank God that my wife had hope. She had hope. And she knew about where to put her hope. You know, that was years ago when I was under the power of Satan and his sin. I was a slave. And when we talk about hope, you know, when we talk about hope, it's a kind of hope that we get that's like we're gonna end up one day in this wonderful place. Like it's a hope of one day I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna be in heaven where there's no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow. It's gonna be like that. Not the kind of hope like I'm going fishing and I hope I catch one fish. I hope I catch one fish. I hope, or you go to Las Vegas, right? How many of you do? I hope I win $1 million. Cha-ching! Shucks. Cha-ching! Shucks. Oh, I hope, Lord, I hope I'm going to give you 20% if I win. Right? Or I hope I win that Monopoly game at Safeway. Right? Not that kind of hope. Because the hope we have, the hope we look forward to, we know what's going to happen. We know. It's not like, I hope it's, we know hope. We know what's going to happen, and we know where we're going to go. You know, the sad thing about it is there's so many people who don't know where to turn to find hope. And the devil has such a grip on them that they never find hope. You know, I've done funerals for people who took their lives, and it's very hard. You know, family, we know the hope that we have and we put in Christ. And we have that in our hearts. And the thing is, we get to take this hope and take it out there to the world. Share it with all these people who like at me was at a dead end and just didn't know what to do. People are dying with no hope because they don't know the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, the hope of going to heaven. In Romans 15:4, such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as you wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. You know, God's word, the Bible, is full of so many promises, so many good things. And even though I did not like reading, once I found out these things in the Bible, you couldn't stop me from reading my Bible every day because there is so much hope written in it. And it was written to give us hope. Romans 10, 14 and 15. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That's why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring the good news. I mean, we have this hope. We are sent to go and take people the good news. We are not called to wait for them to come because the Bible tells us to go. Amen? Go and make disciples of all nations. Not sit around and wait till somebody comes and asks me about my faith. Bible says, go. Do you have any non-Christian friends or unchurched friends? When I first decided to follow Jesus, to really follow Jesus, I had to kind of stop hanging around these guys for about 2 or 3 years because if I went back and I hung around them, there was no way that I would have been able to resist the temptations that came when I used to hang around them. So I stopped hanging around them for a couple years until I matured. And now I can go back and I can hang out with them. I can go fishing with them. And it's okay because when they offer, my friend still comes up to me every time I see him and he busts out a cigarette and he says, have one. And I say, no, thank you. Only to the guys in this church. The guys and gals in this church who still smoke, I will always go up to you and ask you, can I have one? No, you cannot. Why, you smoking one? But I do that as a joke, just to see their reaction. And then when I see them in the store with their cart full of beer, they try and hide and start following you home. You know, I have no problem with you having a beer. The Bible says it's not a sin. It's when you get drunk. That's or when you cause someone to stumble. But as I matured in Christ, you know, I got to find all these unchurched guys, all my old friends, and I got to go hang out with them and live the gospel in front of them. Not necessarily preaching to them, hey, you better not do that. You cannot do that. You shouldn't do that. You better go there. You better do this. They don't want to hear that. Just go hang out with them and live the gospel in front of them. Don't have to say a word. Just live it. The hope that we know, that we have, is because we know what Jesus did for us. We know that he was born. He came to earth as a little baby. He lived. He was crucified. He was buried. And on the third day, he rose again. He beat death. He did that all for us so that we can have eternal life once we accept him. That's the hope we have. Look at what happened when people, back in the Old Testament, they put their hope in other people instead of God. In 1 Samuel 8:4-5, then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. And they said to him, "Behold, you have grown old. Your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king for us to judge us like the nations." Like the surrounding nations. These people wanted a man to be king over them instead of God. All the miraculous signs, all the wonderful stories, but yet they wanted a man king instead of God. And Samuel gave them this warning in 1 Samuel 8:10-18. So Samuel passed on the Lord's warning to the people who were asking him for a king. "This is how a king will reign over you," Samuel said. "The king will draft your sons and assign them to his chariots, and his charioteers making them run before his chariots. Some will be generals, some will be captains in his army, some will be forced to plow his fields and harvest his crops. Some will make his weapons and chariot equipment. The king will take, not borrow, he will take your daughters from you and force them to cook and bake and make perfumes for him. He will take away the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his own officials. He will take a tenth of your grain and your grape harvest and distribute it among his officers and attendants. He will take your male and female slaves and demand the finest of your cattle and donkeys for his own use. And he will demand a tenth. He will demand a tenth of your..." Yeah. No. "And when that day comes, and you will be his slaves, and when that day comes," and it will come, and it did come, "you will beg for release from this king you are demanding. But then the Lord will not help you." Man, so these guys, they were, I don't know, what would you call them? Not smart. Something worse, right? That we shouldn't say because we're in church. But they were saying, like, "We don't want you as our king. We want a man as our king so we can be like the pagan nations around them." See, here it is. Number one, we place our hope in what we depend on. I mean, is it money? Because a lot of us depend on money. And if we got a lot of it, we're happy. And if we don't have any of it, we're sad. Maybe you put your hope in your house. Maybe like us, we put our hope in our car. "If my car can take me fishing, I'll be happy. But if it breaks down, I'll be sad." I mean, I used to put my hope in alcohol and drugs. Been there, done that. I mean, to wake up the next morning, your pocket's empty and you feel terrible. In Acts 3:3, we read about a layman who was set down at the temple door to beg. And he was lame from birth, they say. And when Peter and John was about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. And he looked intently at them, and he expecting to receive something. You know, and he was expecting probably money, because they would lay him at the temple door every day and he would beg for alms. And he was looking at them like he was going to get money. We place our hope in what we depend on. And he was depending on people for his money so he could live. But what he got was totally different. He got healed. Number two, we place our hope in who we depend on. Who do you depend on? Who is your hope? Is your hope in your spouse? Like, I don't need to worry. My hope is taken care of because my wife, she makes money and she can pay the bills and she's the prayer person. She gonna pray for me so I'll be good. Right? I don't need to worry because the food gonna be done, the clothes gonna be washed, the bed's gonna be made, the house gonna be clean. Who do you place your hope in? I hope you don't place your hope in me. Okay? Please do not do that. You should place your hope in something bigger than me, which is 90% of you. Yeah. Only one person got it. Shoots. Who are you guys sleeping this morning? Yeah. In 1 Kings 12, 6 and 7. Okay. Now, this is after Solomon has died. This is Solomon's son. King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, how do you counsel me to answer this people? Because the people was asking, like they said in 1 Samuel, they was asking for relief because Solomon taxed the people heavily to build this temple. And they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to this people today, and will serve them and grant them their petition and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. Okay, so Solomon died, new king arises, people ask for less taxation, and this new king to be a servant to the people. So he had, King Rehoboam had two set of counselors, the elders and his friends. And his friends said, no, listen to those elder guys because they're no good. You should tell them. This is what they advised him in 1 Kings 12. Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions. Now, instead of taking the advice of the elder, he is harsh. And he says, you think my dad was bad? I will be worse. This is what happened. This is what happened when the Israelites put their hope in a man king. And they were warned that this king will take your fields, your crops, your sons, your daughters, your animals, your grain, and you will cry for relief. And the Lord is not going to listen. They asked for this, and they got it. They put their hope in man instead of God. They wanted to put their trust in another human being versus God. Sounds kind of silly, but there's a lot of people out there, and maybe some in here, who are doing that. Where does your hope lie? In your spouse? Do you try to live your spiritual life through your husband or your wife? Do you really know hope? Because we place our hope in what we believe in, number three. And that could be man, or that could be God. I like the story in Daniel 3, 17. It's about three guys. They were named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Three Jewish people, men, living in the captivity in Babylon at the time. And when the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, made a big statue of himself, and he said, when we play the flute, the lyre, the tremble, the harp, when you hear that sound, you bow and you worship this statue. And if you don't, I will have you thrown into a fiery furnace. Now, these three men knew where their hope lied in. And this was their answer to the king in Daniel 3, 17 and 18. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Now these men, man, they were bold. They said, we ain't going to bow down to that idol that you made because that is one of the commandments. Right? And even if God doesn't save us, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to worship him. So you might as well just throw us in the furnace. And they did. But they did not burn. They got thrown in the furnace and they were walking around in the fire and had four of them. And the fourth one looked as a divine person. You can see what happens when we put our hope in man. When the Israelites had their first king, King Saul, he didn't have the courage to lead them into battle against Goliath. You know the story of David and Goliath? Saul was their first king. And here comes Goliath, this massive guy. And he defies the army of Israel. And all the Israelites are quaking. They are trembling. They are intimidated. But here comes David, short little young kid. He puts his hope in God, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews. And he goes into battle with this giant. And he kills him. Gets his slingshot, slings that rock, hits him in the forehead, drops him, gets his knife, his sword's out, cut off his head, and he wins. He went into battle because his hope was in God. Psalms 25, 1-2. O Lord, I give you my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. You can make that a wonderful prayer every day you get up. And then Psalms 25, 5. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. And you could make that another prayer when you get up in the morning. How many people you know in this world that are living with no hope? Choke. Who said that? That's true. Joke. What are you going to do about it? I hope you're not going to do nothing. Where does your hope lie in? Maybe all this time your hope was in something else other than God. Bless you. Psalms 121, 128. Lord, I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Thank God, because when I fish, I like to fish on the very edge. And I think about this. And if I slip, then well, Pastor Aaron will have to preach on a Sunday. He will keep you in not slumber. Behold, he will keep Israel in neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard you going in and you're going out and coming in from this time forth and forever. Where does your hope lie in? Family and friends, you have the knowledge, the power to help others know hope. And where to put that hope? Because you shall not, or you should not, put your hope in man, but put your hope in God, because he's the one that will never let you down. Amen? Isn't that a wonderful thing? We're going to be getting ready to take the missions offering soon, but you may put your notes away, and I'm going to ask if you never ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. The guy, the one and only person who can give you the hope of heaven. Because the Bible says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Meaning that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only one who can give you that hope. No other person or place or thing can get you that hope of getting into heaven. It's only true through Jesus Christ. So I want you to think about, where does your hope lie? Who do you put your hope in? And I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And if you want to put your hope in Jesus, then pray this prayer with me with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me, change me, cleanse me, make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else out there? You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the hands. And I pray that today they have put their hope in you and not man, but in you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Lord, I pray that their hope in you would lead to an abundant and fruitful life, because that is one of the promises you made in your word. So, Lord, I pray that we would grow and that we would mature and that we would share this hope with the whole world. The local church is the hope of the world because we will lead them to you. We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Ke'au, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.